19 minutes to 4, and as promised, very interesting conversation coming up, and I'm honored to be chatting to Professor Yinzhe Ma from the Department of Physics in the Faculty of Science at the Stellenbosch University. Good afternoon, Prof. Thank you so much for making the time to chat to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the invitation.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show, and especially when it comes to the mysteries of the universe. And before we delve into the mysteries of the universe and all of those interesting things, tell us a bit more about your research and why you became interested in this specific field of physics.
So I got interested in astrophysics and cosmology when I was a second year undergraduate student in China, in Nanjing University. By then, I listened to a very interesting seminar given by Professor Lu Tan, and he showed very interesting physics of neutrinos and the unknown dark matter and dark energy, which are just so mysterious. And I was thinking, by using simple physics, one can actually understand the universe as a whole. And it was fascinating to me, so I decided to work on this area.
So,
from then,
so interesting, and here you are, even coming to South Africa, Stellenbosch University, and even having this interview with us right now on live radio. But Professor, how would you describe the relevance of your work? If someone is maybe wondering, you know, when it comes to physics, when it comes to the mysteries of the universe, what is the relevance? Can you explain that to us?
I think it's, if you just, in a very narrow-minded view, that talk about the relevance of the daily life, I would say no, there is no relevance. I mean, you still eat what you eat, you still sleep where you live. But however, you know, there is a big relevance that the 96% of the universe budget is unknown.
Yeah.
Most of the matters in the universe are unknown. They are consist of dark matter and dark energy, so therefore our very own atoms, which consists of you, your body, my body, the elephant in the park, whatever, is only 4% of the total energy budget. So 96 of them is actually unknown. In that sense, we are investigating the biggest thing in the universe, the biggest unknown objects, unknown materials in the universe.
Yeah.
In that sense, is very relevant to us, and is very relevant to our very existence of the galaxies. Yeah.
So true, and you know, that's why we also have things like the Hubble Space Telescope, James Webb Space Telescope, to help us see, you know, things like the edge of the universe, how to help us unravel those mysteries of the universe. But I've got another question as well, and I want to ask, to what extent do innovative observational methods and things like computational tools help you unravel the mysteries of the universe? And what exactly are those things? They are big words.
Yeah, so the observational method, the observational way of measuring the universe, to quantifying, to observe the universe and so on, is actually the most important channel to make discoveries. So you may have heard about theory, like relativity and quantum theory and so on. The theory certainly helps. But the majority of the advances of the, knowing what's happening in the universe, etc., is through observations.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. I mean, there's a lot of unknown objects in the universe. One of the recent discoveries is the famous fast radio burst, FRB, fast radio burst.
Yes.
Which is completely some unknown, extremely luminous object in a distant universe that we still don't know its origin.
Whoa.
So by observing quite a number of FRBs, and in fact we'll soon reach 1,000 FRB discoveries very soon, that we gradually find the correct theory for the FRB, and therefore probing extreme physics and so on, and that's really probing those unknown regime of physics. So observational method really opened up this very serendipitous window for the discovery and improving our understanding of the nature.
That sounds super exciting. I would really want to be the one responsible, you know, for discovering all of the things that you do. But what aspects of your work do you enjoy the most, would you say, Professor?
The aspect of work which I enjoy most is if I derive some new equations or find some new object or using computational, write program, write code,
yes,
to find some new level of detections and so on. And then that's actually the most exciting aspect. Then that will excite me for a few days. that perhaps, you know, finding it hard to fall asleep and so on. Or sometimes I do a very long walk. I mean, if I discover something absolutely exciting, I would take a long walk into the forest, into the nature, and to breathe in the fresh air and rethink about what I have done and so on. And, you know, think about the thing which I have done in a different perspective and so on, various perspectives.
Oh, my goodness.
And come back to the office and to check whether the result is still there.
Yeah.
If it's still there, you know, I feel extraordinary, exuberant and so on, of course, and further on, you know, checking the result and so on, maybe publish it and so on. So that process is something absolutely exciting.
My goodness, and I can hear the excitement in your voice when you talk about this and just the love and the passion for your work and your industry. But when you're not busy, you know, experiencing, experimenting and discovering things in our universe, how would you spend your free time?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, I don't have much free time. Of course, Stellenbosch is a beautiful place. Of course, you know, there's a different wine farm, different, you know, beautiful parks, and also nice restaurant in the town, etc. You know, if I think I spend some reasonable time of socializing with, you know, friends and students and so on. But honestly speaking, I don't find much free time, unfortunately.
Yes.
I think I will, you know, try to having a better balance of life and work. But so far, I'm just very excited about my work.
That's exciting. We can't wait to learn about the next discovery and also to read your names up in the papers and in the research studies. Prof. Yinje, thank you so much for making the time this afternoon to chat with us and hang out on your afternoon drive.
Yeah, I'm glad too. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.